K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KF8DDT, KF8DDT. Come here, Jeff. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. November 8. Kilo 8, United Radio Victor. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Delta Tango. This is great. You guys are really coming in sounding good. Yeah, that's what I was saying. This would, you know, if we had our own little system set up, this would be great for everybody, you know, because we got enough people.
I know Carlos might have a little rough time getting in here.
But we couldn't talk to Carlos on it, you know, he's too far away. Well, I don't know, he might be able to get a link.
Yeah, I never thought about the link. I haven't, I got Echo Link, but I have not ever portrayed it, so is Echo Link on this one too?
Russell's got, he's got his, I think he's got Echo Link out there. Russell's got it.
Yeah, I just met his fire on this repeater.
There we go. I remember when we were all on Pleasant Valley, man, that was really nice. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That was sweet. Yeah, because everybody was right in the room. Nobody had trouble hearing, you know. Everybody was right there, you know. That was really, really nice when we did that. You sound like you're sitting right next to me, Jim. Well, the worst part about it, this was a brand new radio. I bought it brand new, and it set for almost a year because I couldn't program it. I couldn't figure out how to do it because the doggone instructions aren't clear on this thing. And there was no, I had to figure out where the, you know, my select button is and all that, you know, for the function and that, because there's no function button on this thing. It just says band set. You know, and behind that, this is a double tap radio. And behind that is all your settings and stuff like that. And I never knew that for the longest time because the instructions weren't clear telling me where everything was at in it. And I still have a little bit of trouble with it. What radio is this? That's my 7900. Boy, you would definitely think that, you know, for something like 7900 that it would be, you know, easy to understand. I mean, but man, that's not cool at all that you can't figure out how to do it. Well, I had looked at it, and I had another guy look at the radio too, and he couldn't figure it out, and that, so. When I got that Bofang, I said, well, what do I need to do for a radio? Then I wrote it down, what I needed to do, you know, because you need the frequency, you need the offset, you need the shift and all that. So I wrote it all down, what I needed, you know. And then I went to this radio over here. Once I found out what function, well, you know, where I could get in to find all that stuff, which button you had to do, and then I didn't realize it was a double tap. And I tapped it, and boom, there they were. You know, so I started, and then I programmed this thing. If you ever need to get a hold of Yaesu, I've got their number, and then I've got Roger's extension. He's real good. That's what his thing is, talking you through on stuff, explaining whatever may be. You know, if you ever want the number, let me know.
Yep, I have his extension too because he worked on my 450D when I had trouble with it.
he's very, very helpful. KF8BDT, over to you, sir.
Hey, sounds good. We're just sitting here. And looking outside. So, and we did the gap last night, so I actually got everything almost organized. So, finally, I can actually say I have a radio set up here. I could actually take a picture. Okay, so now I take my AC out with me when I'm out on the road. And as I say, it's just easier to hook it up to mobile and run around.
They let all kinds of riff-raff on the repeaters, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, look who woke up!
You know, everybody likes to butt in on our conversation. Good morning, sir.
Talk about kicking out the garbage.
They follow us no matter where we go.
I'm going to have to find out who the hierarchy of this repeater is and have a talk with them. NAWEG, good morning, Wedge. Good morning, everybody. NAWEG. We'll be right back. I'm going to let Dog out. KE8URV.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Jim, Jim and Jeff and I, we was talking before on 28 there, 305, and, you know, I don't know how, but we was talking about 2 meter and stuff, and we came here, but before that was talking about, you know, getting, I don't know, whether you'd say get your own personal repeater, you know, like Jim had mentioned that there's enough of us guys that talk in the morning, we could have our own club. Well, I've been listening to you guys for about an hour now, 45 minutes.
Well, club, yeah, I just sit back and only interrupt us when you got something to say.
KF8BQD, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, KF8BDT.
Okay, that proves my theory about letting the riffraff in here.
Does this give anybody a microphone?
How close are you talking to your mic?
Who, me?
KF8BDT.
A little on the quiet side.
KF8BDT, how close are you talking to your microphone? Jeff?
Yeah.
I'm asking you how
too close
talking to your microphone.
Oh, about an inch and a half.
Okay, alrighty.
Yeah, I've been sitting here listening to the daughter was down from Houghton. She's got a meeting to go to in Lansing this morning, and she came down the night before last she came down, so that's why I wasn't out here yesterday. We was out doing things with the daughter, and then today she just left a few minutes ago, so I was sitting here listening and talking to her, and now she's gone, so here I am.
And you must just scan in the stand also, huh?
I was actually listening to you guys on 10 meters, but I was just listening to you guys with one ear and her with the other one, I guess you'd say. Heard you guys playing around with the 2 meters, so came over here.
Roger that. Not to say anything, but I can hear her tell you a whole lot better.
KFABQD, good morning from N8RHK.
Good morning, Stormy.
Well, you all know why you could hear me better.
You only, what, five take both of you guys.
That, and I'm on an ICOM.
Well, that must be the only reason. I'm on a Kenwood now. I like that. A nice TMG707.
VM bag. I'm on a Yaesu.
208.
Yaesu.
Doesn't matter, you can be on a Bofang as long as you can get to the repeater.
Well, 145.520, but Jim couldn't figure out how to turn his channel.
Oh, this thing's like an act of Congress trying to get it from, you know, channel mode to VFO mode. And if you push something wrong in it, you lose everything.
I think he's got a 7900 Yaesu, Jim. You know anything about them?
Oh, was you talking to me? I'm sorry.
KSA BQD, Jim in the gardens there in Saginaw, KEURV, I believe he's got a 7900 Yaesu. You know anything about that?
No, not at all. I was just listening to Jeff and Bob talking now on 10 meter.
He's back.
Too bad we can't get them up here, you know, on a frequency where we could get everybody on it. That'd be nice.
Bob was just saying that he don't even have a 2-meter radio anymore. He sold them all.
It's a long haul from way over there. I sold all his 2-meter equipment?
That's what he just said.
Oh. Russ sold all his 2-meter equipment?
No, Bob.
Bob did. Oh, that's crazy, because I know I talked to Bob on the Bay City repeater not too long ago, so he could have done it. That's a shame. When we left the valley, it was so clear. That was great. I mean, everybody was like knights of the round table. They were right there. Now that's a shame.
So, anybody still there? I see we got Bob on the 305. I've been talking to him. So.
So what are you saying? We're all jumping back to 305?
Just was making conversation. He was hollering, so I thought I'd holler to make sure. He doesn't have a 2-meter anymore.
Maybe sell it.
So did Sir Ryan. Both of them, he said, I don't know, a little while ago.
Matter of fact, I think it was me, you, and... me, Bob, and Stormy out there talking on the Bay City repeater not too long ago.
Roger, roger, roger. Now, Bob from, Bob was the one that, he's the one that sold his 2-meter radios.
You'll have to get another one.
Well, I'm looking at a Icon 2700.
There you go. I'm on a 2200H.
Yes, I had a 2200H and got rid of that and bought this Kenwood because I always needed a data hookup. So that's kind of what I was working on.
That's too bad I couldn't find another one of them little easy radios like Jim's got over there, and that you know, for him so he could program it. He didn't have to go through an act of Congress to program the doggone radio. It'd be nice, you know.
Oh, that thing's a piece of cake, Kenwood, yeah. I'm talking on the ICOM right now, the 2710, I think it is.
Oh, yeah. URV would like this radio. Which one you got there? 2200H, but I had a bad broken end on my microphone, so I used a phone cord. Whatever works.
Got the one I give you that's about 40 feet long, you can walk through the house and talk on it?
I can step outside and talk on it. It's a 25-foot long phone cord. Ham operators, whatever we can get to work, that's what works.
Sounds like a plan. N8RHK.
I could almost go to Stormy's house and talk on my 2 meter.
Almost.
Yeah, I'm all right as long as that old technology don't go too far away. I can still get phone cords. I can still run this radio.
I can get you a longer one if you want it.
I mean, if my microphone had a speaker on it, that would be great. But I don't have a speaker mic.
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it? You could just go sit anywhere you want in the house.
Thought maybe I'd get a phone call and it'd be a work day today, but I don't know what's happening.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't be working today. It's blue sky and sunshine out there.
You cut all the trees down, probably.
Boy, all these stations are coming on to 10-meter where we stand by there and just, you know, it's just like every morning. It's just everybody and their brother just piles on there, and then it's just a bunch of, it's a mess.
Well, they hear stations that's out there, and they try to get back to them, you know.
I don't know if anybody really knows the truth. But I think we only got about one more year of that, and we're going to start winding down the DX.
Sorry.
I was reading an article on the International Space Station. They say like 2007 or something like that, or 2027, supposed to come crashing down.
Yeah, I seen that there not too long ago. They said it was losing its orbit. I don't know why they don't just hit some thrusters and push it back up, but I think they want it to burn up. I think it's about lived its usefulness, I guess you would say.
Whatever they got built out there in space, you know, it'll take its place.
As I say, the International Space Station has outlived its usefulness. It's so antiquated, so old.
That was like mirrors, you know, when they had mirrors up there, that was a big piece of junk. People got hurt on that thing.
About the meteor shower.
What's that, Jeremy?
I said, speaking of things falling out of the sky, don't forget to tell Karen about the meteor shower that's going on until the 12th.
Yeah, should be able to see it good tonight if it stays like this.
That's what made me think of it. I didn't want you to forget to tell her.
Really cool at night along the lakeshore. Just sit up there along the lakeshore and watch it come flying over.
What 2-meter radio are you talking in, URV?
Pat?
I say, what 2-meter radio are you talking on?
On a 7900.
Jeremy's coming in here real good. I mean, you know, he's like 5-6 miles from me, but I don't know just how needy things are or whatever, but, you know, when you just seem to have a lot more punch and bang, you know, coming in here.
That, you know why?
A smoking gun somewhere.
You know why?
Why?
He's only a couple miles from the repeater.
So how does that work, by the way, seeing you brought that up? If they're closer to the repeater, I would think the repeater is neutral and it displays out, you know, but evidently not, huh?
Well, I think the repeater puts out the same, well, I know it does, puts out the same amount of signal, no matter who it is.
Yeah, but I was thinking sometimes they get away from the repeater.
I was thinking, what you were just saying, but I don't know. I think the signal going in, it still, as long as you're breaking the repeater, it's going to push out, we'll just say, 50 watts or whatever, in whatever direction that we're picking it up from.
So, see, the repeater puts out the same no matter where you're at. It's just how strong your signal is going into the repeater, I guess. You know, your audio.
Hey, that's Bob talking to Carlos down there.
Max, but, you know, who knows. So I just turned the beam right to it, and it's sounding pretty quiet and good. I don't know how we sound on the other side.
Say, Dixie?
I thought that was Bob down there talking to Carlos.
No.
No, that's somebody in England or somewhere around there.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy.
Sorry, what was that, Jeremy?
Exactly. You were wrong.
Oh, what?
2-meter did not get rid of the doubling.
Well, we talked too fast.
You know, in time, we'll blend in and it'll be much, much better.
Well, you know what it is? We're not used to be doing this. We're so used to being down on the other one. You know, everybody just chimes in.
KF8-BDT.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, we better do that for sure. NAWEG.
A lot of guys, they get, they're hearing somebody talking to them, you know, and they think that they're going to be done right now, and bam, they're back on it. But the guy hasn't stopped talking. He hasn't stopped talking. For a lot of time, the guy's talking. Right while he's talking, somebody far away would key up over there or others, and it just got this long doubling going on. And most on this repeater, it's got a beep at the end of it. That's what they should have on Henry, like for the satellite. White guys, you know, they're done talking, they stay over.
Wow, what happened there?
KURV.
That was a train wreck.
Somebody's
wonder why
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
N-A-W-E-G.
K-F-8-B-T-D.
K-F-8-B-D-P. Stormy, you got something going on, buddy. You're all chucky.
You moved your mic. You moved your mic cable. You moved something.
You're all chucky and broke up.
Yeah, try replugging your mic cable back in.
All white noise and broke up.
White noise and off?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's this right here, boy?
Well, you had white noise all the way up to 2, and then it cut out on you. The guy they're talking to is in England.
Yeah, I know. I got it on real low.
Yeah, he's one of the guys in our club, Bob. He talks to everybody low.
I go by one of them Owasso guys' house every day.
Which one would that be?
I don't know who he is. I've seen him out in the yard, but I've never stopped and talked to him. But he's on the corner of State in Judville.
Yes. Well, yes, I know who you're talking about. And he is, I don't think he's part of the club. He hosts, I think, a noon WIRA. I think net, but yeah, I see definitely shooting satellites and stuff, but yep, I knew his name, but that's it.
I've been going by that house, and I've seen antennas get added on there and added on there, so, and I can tell just by what they are that they're ham antennas.
Yeah, roger that. He's got the 2 meter and the 77 sitting there pointing up into the sky, so I'm sure he's tracking satellites with that one.
There's a new one in Bay City, too, that I've seen over there by the Lascaux's, the restaurant over there by Wilder Road, and that's a new antenna and everything that got put up, tower, and I don't hear him key up at all. Over there, and then there's another one in Frankenmuth. You don't hear him. And Ed's over there on Darby Road in Birch Run Road. You don't hear him. And there's a bug catcher antenna guy's got up on his roof over there in Munger. You don't hear him either.
In 8RHK, how am I doing now?
Fantastic. Yes, that was a lot.
It's getting better. You're coming back.
I switched on my switch box there. I'm not on my switch box. Antenna switch box, and I'm not sure if I was the beam or I might be on the dual bander right now.
You sound a lot better.
Well, the beam might, I'm not sure where the beam's pointed, so it might have been so-so, but yeah, this has to be, I'm on the dual bander, N8RHK. For a minute there, I'm going to have to get me an ICOM.
Careful, careful. I don't want you to get that excited now.
Careful, careful.
I'd like to get a different 2-meter mobile. I like the 2980. It's got 80 watts on it, you know, 5, 10, 30, and 80. You know, but it's just the overall running it and stuff and how it's set up. I'd like to get something different for a 2-meter. If it don't have 80, you know, oh well. Because if it's only, say, 65 or something, you know, if you can't do it with that or whatever, with a beam or a dual bander, you might as well hang it up.
Comment.
Go ahead.
So, how is it you are able to function the radio anyway, there, Storm?
Well, I know some of the buttons, like on the radio lock, and, you know, but for using them, I don't, I had a guy, you know, he programmed this for me, and if I'd have been thinking, I would have, on my first 2980, I would have gone and, like for the, you know, the 2-4, if I wanted to go to the 2-4, it'd be 024. If I wanted to go to 31031, it just punched in where I wanted to go. But right now in the 2980, they're just thrown in there and through time trying to memorizing where they are. I should probably start asking around if anybody has a, you know, 2-meter mobile, what kind it might be, and on something like that, and see what might shake the bush.
Comment.
Yeah, go ahead, comment.
Jeremy, you wouldn't know how to use an ICOM. KALBG.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I got an ICOM over here I'll give you if I can get over that way.
An ICOM?
That mobile. I thought you wanted that ICOM mobile I have.
WEG Jeremy. Yeah, you said that, God, I can't believe you're on the air. This is great. Jeez. I can't even think now. But yeah, Greg, KWG, he's the one right there that gave me that deal on all that stuff, Jeremy.
Yeah, I remember him.
Hey, Jeremy, how you been? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a real long time.
You come better on the 2-4, Greg, than you are on the 6-6. Are you at work or on your way?
No, I'm at home. It's that time of the year to reassemble the radio equipment, so. But my antenna's only 6 foot off the ground.
You're coming in here to me like you're right in the room. What kind of antenna are you running?
K-A-D-A.
I am using a diamond. I don't know if I got this from you at one time or somebody. But I have a dual band coming. Because I bought a Yaesu 991A. And then I got my FT-DX10. So that's what I bought for a 2-meter radio. I thought, what the heck, I'll just buy it. But I don't want to tie it up. I know you guys are talking. Somebody else, go ahead.
Man, I can't believe how you're coming in here. Yeah, no, you got that diamond for me. If you ever get rid of it, let me know.
Well, I have a new antenna coming today, so then I'll be getting rid of it because I don't need two of them.
Hey, well, do me a favor. Remember when you left here and you, I think you was over here and you had that long flatbed and I think it was an antenna you got from me and it fell off. And I don't know if it was on State Road or where it was, but you got out of the car and you're trying to flag traffic, you know, to, but they kept on coming and I guess a woman ran over it.
Yep, I remember that day.
It wasn't good, but the way you told it, it was funny. But on that diamond, if you can, whether you're going to take it apart or whatever, and maybe put it in your barn till I'm ready.
Yeah, I just put it back up in the rafters. That's where it's been for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I got one.
Sounds beautiful from here, KF8-BDD. This is Jeff. I'd
like to have that for a backup if anything happens.
No problem. Yep. All right, I'll let you. I'm just going to listen a little bit. You guys, are you guys out here every day on this one?
Generally, we're on 28305, but this morning we got talking about repeaters and maybe, you know, maybe getting a repeater, and there's enough guys on 305 where we could actually have our own club and have, you know, like our own repeater. So, yeah, it can very well be, you know, on this one.
All right, well, I don't know what's going on with my hex beam. I can tune my 10-meter wire on the hex beam on the radio, but my antenna tuner won't tune it if I use the amp. It's weird. I don't know what's going on. But I'll let you guys get back at it. I was just spinning around playing with this radio because I just programmed it the other day, and I heard you, so I thought I'd have to mess with you.
Well, God, let me tell you, it is really, really, really good to hear you.
All right, and I do have that ICOM here. Don't be surprised, because being on second shift, it's hard to do anything, but if someday you go out and get the mail, there might be a radio in your mailbox, because it might happen after midnight, I don't know.
Well, why don't, instead of making a special trip or something, why don't you wait till maybe you're in the area?
That don't happen very often. You're an hour away now.
Yeah, but you've lived up in Carroll all this time. That's how far it is, an hour from us?
Yeah, you're 60 miles now. That's how far you are.
Oh, okay. Well, I never thought about that.
All right, I'll let you guys at it. I'll talk to you later. You know how to get hold of me. K8LBG. Nice hearing from you, Jeremy. Take care.
Yeah, Greg, nice hearing from you, too. We'll listen out here more if you want to get out here. I'll listen for you. I've usually got the 2-meter going.
Okay, I'm on second shift probably the rest of my life now, so this is my new schedule. So you guys go at it. I'll talk to you another day.
Have a good one, KE8URV.
Hey, Greg, good hearing you, and hope the kids are doing good, and talk to you later. K8LBG, N8RHK73 for now. Good morning. God, I can't believe he came out here.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I haven't, well, not even by phone because, you know, his work and stuff, but when he keyed up there, I mean, I thought, my God, that was so cool.
Isn't that neat how this thing works?
Yes. You know, it really is. Well, I mean, Carol, I mean, I used to, well, I got the 6-6, but I don't know if the 6-6 repeater in Carol, but he's coming in here better, 20 times better than he ever did on the 6-6. I mean, his antenna's only 6 foot off the ground, and he's in Carol. Oh, he's doing a real, real good job. I had a whole room full of him. ASA EQD, go ahead, sir.
Oh, I'm just sitting back listening.
You don't want to do that, you'll get old.
Too late.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a whole lot going on today. I got to go up and clean the church and take care of all the take care of the fellowship hall for the from the vote, the voting there. So I got to probably be up there for 3-4 hours today. Got to set up all the tables and chairs and all that stuff back up from having the fellowship hall cleaned out for that. So, don't feel up to it today. Well, I'm not. I don't feel up to it. Don't feel like doing it. But that's what I'll be doing most of the day.
Well, that's good. You got to sit back and do nothing once in a while.
And everybody is coming in just so good.
Well, we're all coming from the same place. Repeater, this is the Saginaw repeater, yeah.
Guess what, guys? I got my friend back again last night.
Oh, yeah? Someone visited you, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how to get rid of them, man. I'm overrun with them things over here.
What, cats?
No, possums. I've already got rid of 4 of them, and I still got another one.
Coming after you.
Chesaning city rats are what they are.
You know what happens? That's what happens when you feed the animals out on the porch. You know, they smell that food.
Stick it in the trap, they won't touch it.
Trap must have some kind of odor on it.
Yeah, the smell of the past 3 victims I've caught in the thing.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
My problem is I gave it back, and then the dog ended up killing one of them out here, and now I got another one, and no trap.
Let the dog out.
I did, but the thing cowered in the corner underneath the step, and the dog can't get back there.
Pellet gun, garden fertilizer.
I mean, I didn't want to do it that way. I wanted just to catch them and take them out to the wildlife refuge and drop them off, but it's about getting to that point where I'm just going to start shooting them and burying them.
Yeah, they can be a pain in the butt.
I watched your program on them the other day.
Might have been on 305. We were talking one time, and I think I heard it there. But somebody had said that, you know, you kill a possum, No, I'm, okay, wrong thing. I'm thinking of a ground mole. They said, you know, when you kill it, you know, push it back down into the hole and cover it. No, Jim, BQD, I think you said that. And they'll get rid of your moles because, you know, they smell the death of a mole, I guess, and so they take off.
Now, what they say is that the ground moles are very family-oriented, and if you push it back into the hole, they smell one of their family members dead, and they leave.
That's interesting. Never heard that one.
That room.
I didn't either. And the guy that worked, when I worked at Home Depot, the guy that works for Scotts, you know, lawn chemicals and ground mole killers and blah, 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 he said he's the one that told me that. And my neighbors don't do nothing about their ground moles or their grass or, not, you know, fertilizer grass or nothing like that. And I kept getting ground moles from the neighbors, and every time one died, the worms that I use, it dehydrates them, and they come to the top of the ground and die. And he said, tuck them, he said, don't get rid of them. He said, tuck them back in the hole, just push them back in the hole, he said, and cover the hole up. He said, the rest of them will go away, and I'll be doggone. I pushed that one back in the hole, and then a couple days later, I didn't have no more pushing the ground up. They were all gone. And then about, I don't know, 2-3 years later, I had the same thing happen, and I did the same thing, and they left again. So, yeah, it works.
Well, I'm going to be trying that. I trapped the shit out of them, and I just threw them out in the weeds with the rest of the animals that come under a little lead poisoning, but well, stuff I throw that in there. I see two new ones here yesterday while I was raking leaves, sweeping leaves.
You guys are nothing but born killers.
Hey, so the guys that use them traps, the ones that put the spikes down when they go in the ground and the spikes go down and kill them, he said, you know, people dig them up and get rid of them. He said, don't, leave them right there. Just pull the trap out and move it. Yeah, it seemed to work because I don't have any ground moles.
You tried to grub back to try to kill that stuff so they don't come and eat. That's one thing that we tried to, but that's kind of hard.
Yeah, but they don't only eat grubs. They eat earthworms and, you know, whatever's in the ground they'll eat. So, yeah, getting rid of the grubs does help, but it doesn't make them go away.
So, what are you saying? I should have left the one the dog killed out in the yard. It would have got rid of the rest of them.
I don't know about possums. Talk about ground moles.
Yeah, that's what it is. Take that one that you killed. Take him out there. String him up. Put a note on it.
Yeah.
Get me a little
note on it here next.
And then cut the head off that possum and put it on the stake, and we look like headhunters over here.
Yeah, tell them you guys are not wanted here. QD, that was good. Put a little sign on top of it there that says, you're next.
This is what we do to possums and their families.
I'm going to have to just go buy my own trap, I guess.
Oh, you got a live trap?
That, you know, maybe the place where you're going to be moving to that they don't have possums.
That could be years down the road before I move. But yeah, a live trap. I had one I borrowed from a buddy of mine, and I gave it back because I thought I got rid of them all, and apparently I did not.
Yeah, they won't have no possums over there. They got hillbilly bears.
Yep. My live trap's got a nice bunch of holes in this trip lever. I don't know where they would have come from, but they're mostly from the coons that I trap. They're not very happy when they get trapped. Well, this is KF8, DDT. I'm thinking I'm going to drift out of here for the morning. I appreciate it. I think it worked out good. We'll just have to continue. And one of these days, I think we ought to try a simplex. Might as well just keep trying. Other than that, we'll catch you guys tomorrow on NEO 28305. So, KF8. 73 is the list, the group, the club, prior to, pending. Anyways, we're out of here, guys.
All right, Jeff, you have a great day, 73s. Catch you tomorrow. KF8, BQD, 73s.
Have a good one. My pleasure, KURV.
Good. Talk to you tomorrow. KFBDT, N8RHK, 73. Good morning.
God, I can't get over Greg was out here. That was so good to hear him. Yeah, it's just nice to be able to blow the dust off this radio.
Sounds good. I haven't had this radio hooked up in a long time because I've been using the piece of coax to run the beam.
K-A-D.
Who's that guy that he gets in situations? MacGyver. That's Jeremy. He comes up with something to make it work or to get it done.
Yeah, if we're going to use this a lot more, I'm going to switch it around so I don't have to switch that piece of coax. Everything will just stay hooked up.
There you go, yeah.
You guys were talking, and there was some other people talking. I'm like, what the heck? How am I hearing them other people? Well, duh. They're on 442-200. I got, you know, this is a dual band radio. It's receiving on both frequencies. Had to turn that one down.
Oh, you got dual watch.
Yeah.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
No, I got that on this radio too, but I turned it off.
31, I believe.
I'm not getting it.
What's that, Stormy?
442-200.
DQD,
what'd you say?
Oh, I said, what did you say?
That I forgot how good 2 meter is, you know, everybody, you know, it's, you know, on 10 meter there it's nice, but not like 2 meter. I mean, my God, Greg up in Carroll, you know, only 6 foot off the ground. I mean, I just had a room full of him. He sounded great coming in.
Well, that one repeater, I can't remember what frequency it is. 147-100, I think, if I remember right. Yeah, that one, I was listening to them guys talk, and that one's linked all over the place. I was listening to them all over the whole west side of the state, all the way up to Mackinac on that one.
That's cool to be able to do that.
There was a guy, he must have been on Echolink or something. He came in there, and he was right up at the Canadian border, just about to Alaska. He came in there on that repeater.
That is so cool, you know, how they can link them, and my God, you can get them from all over the place. That is so neat.
Well, the 442-200, that one's linked all the way down to in southern Michigan, down over by Detroit, and Pontiac, and all over there. The 442-200, I was just telling you that I heard come in there with you guys, and I didn't figure it out until I looked over at the radio. That one's linked all of southern Michigan, and that one's in Burt.
What's the Frankenmuth repeater?
I don't know, I'd have to look that one up.
444-025.
Is that active, do you know?
I don't know. I got this one in my backyard, and it's the only one I listen to. I don't have any other 440s in there.
Okay.
I can't believe the Burt repeater is like a flagship type repeater, but this is a pretty good repeater.
Well, BQD, he said where he's living, I mean, you know, he can get that, I guess, you know, full quieting, you know, coming in where he's living.
Oh, the 200? Yeah, oh yeah. That one's got full bars on the radio.
Can you hear it in my background?
Yeah, I got it. I got the volume turned down on mine, but yeah, them guys are talking right now.
Oh, now they're not going to say nothing. I got it playing in the background using the HT. That's how good it comes in over here.
Huh. That's very, very interesting.
Well, I'm only probably 8 miles from it.
Well, I get it on the HT here. I can receive it. I can't get to it because I don't have the external antenna hooked up to the HT, but yeah, I can get it clear out here on the HT.
How's it come into you on the HT where you're at?
Good. Comes in real good.
Got to remember, I'm in a metal building, too, and picking it up.
Talking, that's fine. I can be, you know, it's just fun just to listen, you know, we're all over the states how they come in.
I'm in a metal building and picking it up on my HT.
That is because you are Wedge.
I can switch to the HT.
Thank you for not asking me what kind.
I don't know. I'd have to try that in the mobile with a mobile antenna and see how it worked.
Thank you for not asking me what the name brand is on that HT.
It's a Bofang, isn't it?
Well, you better be careful, man. I don't know if you've ever watched the show Beetlejuice, but if you say Bofang 3 times, you'll get somebody up here jumping up and down.
Okay, hold on.
I'm on Sony's handheld. How's that sound?
Sounds good, Jim. Just a minute.
Yeah, sounds good, Jim. not as strong as your other one, but it sounds good.
Yeah, I got this thing on low power.
Oh, it sounds real good. No, you must not have been talking into it before.
Yeah, I'm ready to do it now. And then you got, you know, handheld dummy.
I still haven't sat down and figured out how to program this ICOM yet.
That was Dr. Carroll's office calling me to remind me I have an appointment at 2:45. URV, come on back again on it.
Yeah, this is your handheld. Hello, radio.
Ah, yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you good.
Well, there you go. You're all set.
You're coming in about, I would say, how the other one sounds that you've been talking on compared to that one there, I mean on audio, I would say about 3/4, maybe a little bit more, like the other one. Almost the same to a degree.
There you go, I'll get you an external microphone to plug into it and it'd be the same.
Yeah, and I got an external microphone, I'll plug it in.
Thought he was on the mic for it.
No, that's the mic for mine.
That's the microphone?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
RHK, was that the microphone you put on the HT, Jim?
Oh, it's not yet. This is the microphone that's long term my radio.
Okay, I'm hearing you, but you seem to be lower sounding to me.
I don't think he's on your HT right now. I think he's looking for a microphone to plug into it.
Plugged in right now.
Does that sound any better or no?
Well, let me say you're smacking in here.
Okay, yeah, I've got the handheld. That's off of my radio. And I plugged it in.
No, it seems to be working good.
So hang on, I'll try my radio.
Okay.
Definitely changed the sound of it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, in the near future, maybe I'm going to be running an ICOM. What do you think?
I don't know what to think, man. I might have to let you into the ICOM club.
Okay.
I'm just waiting. When you get it, I'm going to start counting the days before you get rid of that Kenwood.
I don't have a Kenwood 2-meter. I got a Yaesu 2980.
Yeah, but you're going to love that 2-meter so much, you're going to get an ICOM for your HF.
You got to be kidding me.
Just wait. It'll rub off on you. Pretty soon you'll be looking for ICOMs.
No, this Kenwood 590 SG, I mean, I'm to say happy is beyond. I mean, in my receipt, I mean, just everything. I'm really happy with it.
All right. We'll see where you're at this time next year.
All right. Well, you know, not unless for some reason, you know, Greg and Carol, because that's where I got all this stuff was from him. Not unless he says, well, hey, I've got this icon, dot, or something, and what may be, you know, but I doubt that, you know, so. I guess I'll have to stick with what I got, huh, Jeremy?
I don't know. He's got the best one he could get right now in that Yaesu 991. So, who knows, you know, he might get rid of an icon.
Okay, how's this thing sound to you?
I'm back again. I started a double with you. Sorry.
I was just wondering how this one sounded to you.
Sounds good.
We're all set.
Can't get over, you know, how he comes in on an HT almost like he does on the other. 991 icon, what is that? That's got everything in the kitchen sink into it?
991 is a Yaesu.
Oh, a Yaesu. Okay, I was seeing an icon. So what is it on a Yaesu? What is it, HF and 2 meter and 6 meter and satellite and everything?
Yep, you can get everything on that 991.
I liked my Kenwood 2000 I had, but there had been people in there. I mean, a lot of stuff was done inside that. You know, the guy I got it from, he had no idea. And when it first started being worked on, you know, when they started telling me about it, it's just, I thought, never had no idea that somebody would be into it and doing stuff, but, you know, somebody was.
Going to be over at Carol's today?
Yes.
Okay, if I don't work today, then I'll drop that radio off over at Carol's for you.
Okay, yeah, Paula said my appointment was 2:45.
KF8BTD. Hey, Jim, this is that Kenwood I got from you.
I don't know what that was. That sounded like somebody was shaving. But yeah, that Kenwood sounds nice.
Who's Kenwood?
Tell you what, this thing is so easy to program. It's unreal.
A different radio, Jim?
No, but yeah, I'm a radio that I pulled Jim over there.
31A.
BQD, are you on a different radio right now?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're coming in a lot better.
This one is a Kenwood TM-231A.
And I bet, that probably has a tone search on it, don't it?
Yeah.
Dog. With the one Jeremy's got, I had that. Well, Greg got that for me, the 2200H. He got my Yaesu for me. Didn't even know it, but he said, I got your radio. Well, matter of fact, Greg's got another Yaesu. Well, I had two Yaesus, 2980s. And then, when I was getting all of this stuff here, the antenna and beams and rotors and all this, I said, well, I got a 2980 here. You want to take that in? He goes, okay, yeah. You know, so I had gotten rid of one. The one I gotten rid of is just gotten back from the, from Yaesu there, going through it and stuff.
This is the one I bought from Jim there, and I had to put the battery in it.
URV?
Roger.
No, you're coming in, you know, better than you was before. You know, I don't know conditions or anything, but to me, yeah, you're coming in a whole lot better.
Yeah, this is just a single band, 2 meters, not a dual band, but works really good now that I put a battery in it.
Now you sound like I got a whole room full of you too. You, Jim, Wedge, even Greg up in Carroll. Yeah, you're coming in much, much better to me.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why the guy got rid of it, because the battery was bad and he didn't know how to fix it. URV, didn't you know it was the battery or what?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Oh, there's a hack shop down the road from me that would have fixed it for you.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah, we knew that the battery was bad in it because it would hold its frequency. Once you shut it off and you turned it back on, or it lost its power, you didn't have it. It was a real joy. But, hey, I got it. It works. Good deal.
What's the matter, Jim? You didn't want to take it to the hat shop?
Oh, no, no.
No, I don't think so. I did that once already, that was enough.
Hey, you found out why they call it the hat shop, huh?
Hey now, he was a licensed Cobra technician, come on.
And he let somebody that don't work on radios take him out of business?
Yeah. Blame me for taking all of his business. I'm like, hey, I don't do nothing. I said, I just help friends. I said, if I don't know how to do it, I tell them I don't know how to do it. I said, but if I know how to do it and I can do it for nothing, that's what friends do. And he just don't get that, I guess.
Yeah, all the fins on my 2980, they're all on top.
Yeah, that's the way my ICOM 2710 is. They're all on top.
Probably on the Kenwood there you're running that. They're probably what, on the bottom?
Yeah, right out the back of it, yep.
Your Kenwood BQD, that puts out what? 50 or 65 on high.
I think, what'd you say, Jim? I think that puts all 50, I think.
That's a 50-watt radio. It's the same thing I've got here, in that this is a 50-watt radio, too. Somebody can't do, I mean, I've got 80, but somebody can't even do it with 50, and they've got a beam or a dual bander. I mean, well, then I would think that they just don't talk, you know, but I would think they'd be able to.
Yeah, this is a dual band radio, too, but it only shows one band at a time, which sucks, you know, but you can switch it over, and it does have dual watch on it, so it will switch back and forth.
710 I got, that both frequencies show up right on the screen at the same time, and it's actually got dual VFOs, one on the right, one on the left, and you just push the VFO in, and that gives you the priority channel, but you can listen to both of them at the same time, or you can turn, you know, I just turn the volume down. But, yeah, you can listen to both bands at the same time, and they're both on the screen at the same time.
Yeah, that's nice. Mine's not set up like that. Mine is just one band at a time, you know. You either go to the UHF or you go to the VHF.
Well, really, that's good. I mean, because when I had my 3000 Kenwood, I'd have, you know, my main... that would be on, the volume would be up, you know, for HF, and then the subband, that volume would be up for 2 meter. So, you know, I'm copying both of them, HF and VHF, and then, but once somebody comes in on VHF and somebody's talking on HF, I mean, I can't go that way. I won't go that way where I'm listening to one and the other one. I'll just shut one down. You know, if I'm going to listen to somebody, I want to listen to that person and not have a lot of other stuff coming in on me.
Hey guys, Karen just come in the room. Everybody tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Karen. What are you, 25?
It was yesterday, but you guys weren't out here.
He's a happy, happy birthday baby.
Could have been maybe 18.
Too funny.
So what are you going to do for Karen's birthday, Wedge?
That was yesterday. She's done too late now.
You gonna take her to an exclusive dinner at McDonald's?
No, actually, she went to work and brought me home dinner.
Oh.
You're a dog, Wedge.
I made it right with her. Afterwards.
And? What happened afterwards?
You probably want to know.
Actually, my kid days are over.
I'll tell the truth. She hog-tied you and made you squeal like a pig.
It was her birthday, Jim, not mine.
Oh, God. Wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Well, on that note, fellas, it's almost 10 o'clock. I'm going to get out of here and go get my work done, go to work, and take care of that for the day. Like I say, I'll probably be up there 4 or 5 hours taking care of that. So, hey, I'm going to say 73 is around the band, and everybody have a great, great day. Looks like it's going to be a nice one. We will catch you guys later. KFP, BQD, I am clear, 73s.
Roger, have a good day at work. Take care, be safe out there. KFP, BQD, 73, good morning.
7-3, Jim, we'll catch you later. N-8-W-E-G.
How do you copy me right there, Wedge? I'm only doing 5 watts.
I'm doing good, but don't you miss it? Don't you miss the Roger beeps and the foreign language and all that?
Well, it's like on 10. You know, where we stand by there, where we talk every morning generally, that, you know, when you get these people, you know, with the Roger beeps and on AM, all on where we talk, and it's like everybody just piles up there. You know, but you go to 310, 315, 320, you know, whatever, nothing. Nothing at all. You go down to where we are, 305, and everybody and their brothers out there.
Everybody and their brothers out there right now.
Yeah, I got it on too. Some of them are off frequency.
Some of the ones that are in Kenwoods, that's how you can tell them.
KADA. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
I don't know who that guy was out there, but he was open, like, well, we'll put out there where we were. He definitely wasn't on frequency.
I can hear him out there. He's way off.
Old Reg.
That guy's way off.
His wife. Just about a kilohertz or two off. I mean, I don't know why. That guy that sounds like he's off out there, whatever it may be, he's on AM.
Oh, really?
I was dialing to him and, you know, it sounded like there was a carry in there, how it sounded.
Yeah, I'm not getting nothing on AM.
Maybe he's not, you know, sounded like it could have been, but, you know, maybe he's not, but, yeah, he's definitely off 1 or 2 kilohertz. KEURV, did you get a call about if you're going to be working today, more woodwork?
I just tried calling him, and it went to voicemail, so I don't know what's going on today. He might be sick. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like, man, you've been doing a lot of woodwork, you know, meaning chipping and taking down trees, and, oh, man.
Oh, we got 3 more over at my sister's house that's got to come down, too, so... I don't know what's happening here, so I left a message for him to get back a hold of me, and we'll see what's going on. I don't know, with him taking all that, because he's got cancer and stuff like that, so that's one of the biggest things, you know, so we just kind of sit back and let him call me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. He's got cancer.
They took them nodes and stuff like that out of his neck and stuff. Like, he's got to have a pill there. So he has to eat at noon. That pill has to get in him at noon, otherwise it stops his heart.
Man, that's what I mean. I'm blind. Okay. But, you know, you look down the road, I mean, or anywhere in life, but to me, there's people that's far worse off than I am.
There's always something.
Yes, and I don't believe in all my 21 years of sight that I've never seen a blind woman jump on a chair and pull her dress up and scream mouse.
She says it's a rat.
probably came over there from that guy that's 6 miles from me, whatever his name is.
Lady, that's not a mouse, that's a possum.
Yeah. You see Wedge out there with all those old rakes, remember, with the steel claws on it, running around, swooping down at it and everything, trying to nail it.
I've seen a good one on the internet here the other day, and that I laughed my backside off. I'm telling you, it was funny.
What was it about?
Oh, there's an old guy. He goes into a bar, and he's sitting in the bar. He doesn't have any money, so he comes up with this scheme, and he says, "All right, you can bring me an animal pelt, and I can tell you what it is, and that what it was killed with, if you blindfold me." And sure enough, these guys all jump on the bandwagon and that, and they start buying him beers, and they come in and they give him this animal pelt. He feels the animal pelt, and he says, He says, "That's a zebra, and it was killed with a .30-06. And that, everybody said, "Well, that's right, you know, buy him some more beers." And that, so they figure, well, okay, we're gonna stop him. And that, so they bring this other pelt in, and the guy, he feels the pelt up and down, and he says, "That's a leopard, and that was killed with a spear." And they bring him some more beers, because he says, "You're right." And this kept going on all afternoon. And that the next day, the guy's at home, and he wakes up. He says, "Oh, my God, I got a black eye. I must have got in a fight last night." And his wife said, "I did that." I said, "Well, why'd you do that?" He says, "You come home, and you stuck your hand in my pants, and you said, that's a skunk, and it was killed with a hatchet."
Oh, jeez. That was good. That was very good. Now, on 305, now as it's going up, and then it'll stop, and then it's like it's playing something musical. Do you hear that out there, Jim? It's like different octaves of it that I'm hearing. It goes straight, but then when it stops, and then it changes, and now it went back up again.
That's that guy in Italy. He's running his electric shaver.
Well, it starts, and it just keeps straight like that. And then all of a sudden it stops real quick and it goes up higher. And it keeps it straight. And then after it stops for a split second, then it goes down lower again.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, we could tell we weren't out there very long today. We let that get in there, huh?
I just don't understand it. It's like when the FCC dropped the thing on language and all that stuff. I mean, it just went downhill. I mean, and you can be out there talking to somebody and having a conversation on stuff, whatever it be, and then you get these guys coming in, swearing and yelling, and then but they're charging us more for our license, but what are they doing about it? Not a thing. Not a thing.
You want me to call up my Uncle Don and see if he'll promote me up to regulate that for you?
God, if you could do that.
Yeah.
Tell your godfather we appreciate it.
I don't understand that either. You know, we pay all this money for these licenses and stuff, you know, and they don't even monitor the radio. We got a bunch of tattletales out there that do that.
God, isn't that true?
I kind of try to keep my opinion of the FCC to myself so they don't revoke my license.
How are they going to revoke it? I mean, even from what I said, I mean, it's just simple fact. They're charging more on tickets or on our license, and what are they doing? They're not doing nothing. They're not cleaning up nothing. They could leave a tape recorder going, being authorized, and it's legal or whatever, and put it on 7200-313. They could clean it up in no time, but they don't. I'll be back. N8RHK.
I told them, I went down on it 7200 one time, and I told them, I said, look, you know, it's really nice that you guys talk 11 meter down here, and then I spent all that doggone money for testing and whatnot, you know, and spent my time studying to get where I'm at, and then I have to talk 11 meter up here? I don't think so.
I have another strong opinion on them guys, too.
Oh, definitely.
Your opinion?
Well, one side thinks they're better than the other, and really both sides are the one cause of the whole problem. You know, you can't add fuel to the fire and expect it to go out.
A lot of people don't have common sense.
You sit there, and you got a bunch of agitator aggravators, and I know a little bit about these people, okay? You got a bunch of agitator aggravators out there that are out there doing their thing, and then you got the other side that's trying to clean it up. We're fine business operators. We're just trying to clean it up, and all they're doing is arguing with them people and giving the agitators and aggravators exactly what they want, attention.
Hit the nail right on the head with that one.
Oh, I'm looking at a brand spanking new ICOM 703.
2 meter?
Yeah, it's down here at DX Engineering.
What do they want for that?
Well, let me click on it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree with their thoughts of cleaning up the frequency. It's just their execution's not proper.
Well, on 7200, I mean, a lot of places, I mean, they get out there and... And the guys down south, I mean, they know what to say from up here, the guys down south, to get them ticked. You know, they pick on them. They just keep jabbing at them and stuff. And then the guys down south keep coming back, and then now they're having their fun. I've heard them say, well, the guy down south is talking, another one will say, okay, we got them going now. And that's what they consider fun. And I just don't understand that.
Yeah, they're trying to put the fire out with gasoline.
That's a real good way of putting it. Now, this is the first time I've actually really used my 2 meter here in a long time. It's been a little bit here and there, maybe, but most of the time it hasn't even been on. This is really neat. got busy talking on the radio here. I leaned down, I thought, oh, I have a cup of coffee. And I went to drink it, and it's cold. I thought, well, apparently I've been talking for quite a while.
All right, I just look, and mine's empty.
My coffee pot, the cup I'm using, once I fill it, you know, twice, then my coffee pot is empty. Because my other cup that was big like that, I don't know what happened, but the handle broke. So I found this other one way up in the cupboard on the top. And I washed it out and everything and been using it, and it's the same thing. You know, two times I fill it, my coffee pot's empty.
See, I got cups like that, too. I just don't use them because it gets cold by the time I get to the bottom.
Well, to me, if it's cold, it's cold. I mean, I'll be truthful. I don't drink it for the flavor or the taste and putting all this chocolate stuff and flavor creamers and all that. I just drink it black. I mean, basically for the caffeine to get going.
I drink it because I'm addicted.
You'll eat it or drink it.
I drink it because I'm addicted. Like a crackhead, only I'm a coffee head.
You wouldn't make a good crackhead.
Don't make a good coffee head either if I let them get cold at the bottom, huh?
Well, see, that's never bothered me or anything. If it started getting cool, well, it got cool. I mean, a lot of people say, well, it's cold. I'm not going to drink that. Well, I guess it's what you get used to. With me, it was in the service, so. Cold or hot, either way, I'll go with it. Caffeine's caffeine. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo.
N8WEG.
Are you running on your 2 meter 25?
No, I'm a bad business operator. I crank it up. It's full power right now. I never thought about turning it down.
Okay. No, sounds good. I was just curious.
There you go. There's a very low power.
I still hear you. Got a little, just a little noise, but still hear you good.
Didn't change her. All right, that's the next step up right there. I don't know what it is, 15 watts.
No, I think yours, I think the 2200H, I think it's 510, 510, 25, and 65.
All right, so then this would be 10 watts.
I cleaned it up a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I got it turned up on high to get the repeaters that are out further, and I never thought about turning it low for this one that I should have no problem getting to.
I wouldn't worry about it. You're sounding good.
Yeah, but I can't complain about somebody else's poor radio decisions and when I'm making one, you know what I mean?
How does anybody know? I mean, what power level you're running, unless you don't know if I'm running. Well, I probably have an idea, 5 or 10, but if I'm running either 30 or 80, you would have no idea. Right. right there. Right there is full bore. Right there is 80. 5 watts right there. 10 watts. And back where I start at 30. So nobody knows unless you let them know, Wes.
There you go. What did you say the third one was? 25 watts on this radio? And then 65 was high?
Yeah.
All right, so there's 25 right there.
Sounds real good. That sounds real good. Now go to high.
Okay, and this is back where I was when I was being a bad radio operator, the big full 65 watts.
Me can't tell a difference.
Well, I'll run it lower that way, you know, because Consumers Energy has sent me awards the past couple months saying I'm the most efficient house on my block for electrical use, so I'll keep the neighborhood happy and keep it turned down.
You are just too good, sir.
I look at it this way, they're going to waste the paper to tell me I'm the most efficient house for electric use in the neighborhood. They could just knock something off my bill.
Oh, that would be sweet.
And I can't think I'm going to go to the courthouse again tomorrow. It's about that time.
What time is that?
Well, I will be a week behind for this month on my support money, so I'll go pay it tomorrow.
That can't be no big thing. I mean, they're going to say this or that or whatever it may be, but, you know, you won't be going to jail or anything.
No, I don't owe nothing other than this month. You know, I'm just a week behind, that's all. They don't care as long as I pay it within the month.
That's cool. too bad, you know, say 50 and say 30. 30 and the 50. 1, 2, no, it'd be 30 and the 50. 1, 30, 20. 30 into 20, no, that wouldn't work. I was going to say figure out how much that would be, you know, $50, how much would that be each day for 30 days, and then just send that each day. And at the end of the month, she'll have all of it.
Well, when I was getting taken out of my paycheck, it was $12.50 a week.
Well, from what you told me, you know, how she's going and the guy and everything with or whatever, I guess if that was to be known, I think that might stop.
Oh, I could put an abrupt stop to it real quick, but my daughter's coming around. I don't think she's going to be there too much longer. And then I'm not going to worry about it.
It's sad, you know, that a kid's got to be brought up in an environment where, you know, a lot of things that shouldn't be is going on, and, well, let alone in language, you know, you son of a bibliography, you this, you that, MF, and then all of a sudden, you know, the little kid happens to say it, and they say, isn't that cute? Listen to him. And, you know, and the parents laugh, and the people laugh, and they think it's so cute. And as he gets older, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, and then he says it, oh, it's not cute now. Now they want to go in and beat him. See, where'd you ever learn that from? I wonder.
Make sure when you go in there and that tell them you got changes that need to be made. Otherwise, they're going to keep hounding you.
That's true.
Oh yeah, you know, I've been playing pretty nice about it, waiting for this kid to decide all on her own that she's done with it. And it's within a couple weeks, I'd say she's going to be out of there.
Then, is she going to be with you?
Well, she's either going to go live with her one of her sisters, or she's going to come here. I've been putting that bug in her ear that this would be the best place for her, and it would be, because her sisters are going to charge her money and this and that, and I told her she lives here for free. All I ask her to do is put her money in the bank so she can get her own car and start saving her own money.
You're a very good father, Wedge. That makes very, very good sense.
But I told her I wasn't going to make that decision for her. That was something she has to do now that she's an adult. Decide what's better for her. I can only tell her the options.
That's very true. You know, a lot of times they think they know on stuff, but, you know, if a parent takes the time and talk to the kid and, you know, spend time with the kid as they're growing up, a lot of them don't, you know. Here's a buck. You know, I'm thinking back when I was a kid. Here's a buck, or here's 50 cents. Go get yourself something, you know, just to get rid of the kid. Not really concerned what they're doing, where they are, what they're getting into. You know, as long as they're home, you know, when they're supposed to be, or suffer, or, you know, it's just, you know, people have kids, you know, it's fun, you know, and you're making bacon and stuff, but then, you know, who pays for it? The kid. Because the mother had to give up her dreams, the father had to give up his dreams, or, that's like with me. I told Sherry, I said, with kids, I said, if it comes down, I said, that my music stops, I said, it stops. But it never did. I mean, but I told her if it ever had to be, you know, I said I would stop.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, ID.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, ID.
10-8-W-E-G. Yeah, mom's side of the family, you know. Oh, you need a ride here? Well, you got to pay for gas. Oh, you want to live here? You got to pay rent. And all this, you know, they charge the kid. Oh, you borrowed money from me, you got to pay it back. I'm not like that, man. My kids live here for free. Just because they're adults, they're still my responsibility.
Well, a lot of parents do that, you know, with your kid and... I guess depending on the situation, but still, you know, why would you charge your kid rent, and if you gotta go someplace, you know, charge them for gas? I mean, you know, it's your kid. You want to try to do whatever you can for them to help them out.
I run my daughter every day. I run her around. Matter of fact, here in a few hours, I gotta go pick her up, and I don't charge her no gas money. I don't charge her nothing. I do it because it's my responsibility as a father.
You're a good man, Wedge.
Don't say it too loud. I got a reputation to keep.
I know, but...
Well, it's just like when the cars break down. You go out and find out where they're at, crawl underneath it, and get it going.
Yeah. I've done that, Jim. I have done that. Drove all the way to Midland to fix a car.
I drove all the way up to Cadillac to get my kid.
See, I put my foot down on that. She couldn't go too far away. You know, I think it was 100-mile range is what she was limited to.
Yeah, she was living up in Cadillac. She had a, working up there, taking care of a couple of homes and stuff like that up there. And I don't know what the heck happened. I had to go up and go get her.
I paid good money for my attorney, and he took care of me, that's for sure.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
And that guy was good. If anybody wants a divorce attorney recommendation, I got one, because that guy was real good.
Who is he?
I'd have to look up his name to remember it, but he's got a little office over there on State Street by where the old Kmart used to be.
How'd you find him?
I don't remember. I don't remember how I run across his name or if it was just because I knew he was there and that's who I went to. I don't remember. All I know is when it come time to see the judge, he says, don't worry about it. I'm not going to be in the courtroom with you because I got another case, but don't worry about it. You're all taken care of. And I didn't even really say much, and it was all already done.
Very cool.
I walked out of there with a smile on my face, and she walked out crying because she didn't get all she thought she was gonna.
I don't know if they had any idea how she's going and that guy she's with, and from what you told me, I mean, her thing would end real quick.
Well, she wasn't, back then, she wasn't with the same guy now. She was with a pedophile, but he got ran out of state.
Well, after she left you, she just really picked on some good ones, huh?
Oh, let's see here. 2.5 pedophiles and 3.5 meth heads. That's what she's been with in 6 years.
I don't know why. I have no idea why people do that.
And in 6 years, I've been with Karen. And that's it.
You know, when you said it was Karen's birthday and that I had said something and he says that your baby days are over with, you know, it's perfectly fine if you want to wear a raincoat in the shower. I wonder what the women did back in the cowboy days. You know, the cowboys would buy her drinks and everything, then they'd go upstairs. I wonder what the women was using back then to, you know, how things were back then, not like it is nowadays, but I wonder what they used so, well, I guess to say so they wouldn't get pregnant. They had to use something, I would think.
6-shot revolver.
Well, I don't know if it'd be vinegar or something or whatever, but there was a movie I forgot long time ago, and they had said something about that. I can't think of what it was, but yeah, I mean, night after night or whatever it may be, or let alone how many in one day, it's, you know, they'd have to have something that they'd be popping out kids like a roulette wheel. No.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, temperature 49 degrees.
Looking at Marketplace, and they got a bunch of radios and stuff in here, but it doesn't do us any good because they're over in the UK. I don't even know why they post them.
Hey, Stormy?
Yeah.
I really think that was just simple. I don't think they had anything. It just, if it happened, it happened. And, you know, because I don't think they had anything back then. They just played around until they shot the right bullet, I guess.
Oh. Man, well, oh, man. You know, and it's... Then they have, you know... Well, there was a show yesterday on a cowboy show, and the girl, and, you know, the saloon girl, and then, I guess, you know, outlaws would come into town or other guys, and it's... Yeah, it was definitely something else back then.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
I often wonder what cowboys would do when they're with a saloon girl like that upstairs. You wonder back then if they were, you know, if a cowboy would go down on the camel toe.
I just hog tires. They just squeal like a pig.
I like now.
Good, champ.
Cowboys in the early days had birth control.
They did, huh?
Radiator clamp and a small screwdriver.
Condoms. Now I'll explain the cowboy condom to you. It was made from linen, sheep gut, or fish bladder, and used with ointments and medical solutions.
Serious.
Oh, yeah. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different birth controls from cowboys.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
One of them they got listed as the withdrawal method.
Well, that's where, how is that? That's where the guy, how did that go? The guy is standing on a bucket, and when his eyes got big as saucers, they kicked the bucket out from underneath him. Boy, my daughter, Mandy, boy, she's been having a rough time. It's, can't figure out what's going on, and just a whole bunch of stuff that's not right. M8RHK. Well, apparently Russell's noise is back. His noise is back. That same day, I guess, it came back. And then Bob, I mean, this morning I had the amp on high, and he wasn't hearing me. And I was hearing him perfectly fine, and he wasn't hearing me. So I don't know if it's, well, just conditions and stuff, you know, how everything's going, you know, but he, you know, that's got to be awful to have noise like that, and you can't really use your radio because of it.
N-A-W-E-G. Yeah, it really stinks. It really does. I get my noise every day.
Well, whatever's causing the noise, I have no idea, but I know myself I'm very, very lucky and fortunate, you know, well, in the middle of 5 acres here, wooded, and I don't get nothing like that. I mean, it might be your average, you know, the noise on the band, but if that, but nothing, not even close to Russell or Bob.
The same noise I get, that's all I can tell him, you know. Yeah, don't get your hopes up every time it goes away, because it always has come back to me, no matter what I've tried.
Well, when Bob told me that Russell still had the noise, you know, that same day, I said I would have called Consumers back and said he was just out here, they checked, and the guys have left now, but it worked for about maybe an hour, however long it was, and say, now the noise is back. So can you have somebody come out here and check it maybe further on down the line?
Well, that's the thing, though, is I don't think it's a consumer noise. I really don't.
Yeah, but you know, Bob and Russell, they're like 50 miles apart, give or take, something like that. And for them, you know, I don't know if it's because Bob's up about 100 foot with his, that Mako 5/8 ground plane. And then Russell's like on 125 or whatever, 130. You know, and you get up there, yeah, you hear a lot better. That's definitely true, but then you're bringing in all that stuff even more. And I would think when it's being way up there like that, when conditions are changing, you're going to pick it up a lot faster than what I would.
Like I said, I get the same noise they are, and I get it on my 30-foot Antron, or I get it on my 20-foot beam. It don't matter. It's in here.
When did your noise over there getting this? When did it start, Jeremy?
I want to say that this is going on about 3-4 years.
So before that time, then, you never had nothing like that?
Nope. And it always seems to be in the wintertime. Summertime, I always get a break, but it always seems to be toward the wintertime.
It makes you wonder if transformers or whatever they could have. Well, that happened to me out here. I told them I'm a ham operator. I can't not use my ham radio. I says, could they have somebody come out here and check? It might be a transformer. And it was. It was a leaky transformer, and it took care of it, but I don't know myself, if I was Russell and still having that, I'd call him back and ask him if they can come out and check farther on down the line, because it took care of it for a little bit, but then it came back again.
And it always seems to be on a cycle, too. I know I'm going to have people that gasp and think the world's going to come to an end, but if anybody knows about how these people grow their marijuana inside, that it's set on a timer of lights, and you start out all the time and gradually as it's growing, you cut back the time on it, which is consistent with the timing of that noise.
Okay, about 3 years ago it started, so across the street from you where they're growing over there, off fenced in, was that there then?
No. No, and I think that's too far away for me to bother me. It's still half a mile down the road. This is right here within this group of houses that I'm located in.
I just go next door, you know, to your Marion Spring neighbors there and just ask them, say, yeah, I was just wondering, do you have any grow lights going? And if they say, yeah, why? I say, well, you know, then let them know.
You're growing pot? First off, I don't think they're smart enough to do it. I don't think that's the noise it's coming from. It's the other side of them. One of them houses over there that's doing it.
You ever take a transistor radio or maybe like a HT and just, you know, go down there by them houses and see if it gets stronger?
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the mobile. Just a mobile radio, you can tell. You can hear the noise when you're sitting here in the driveway and then you back out. And you go toward their houses, and yeah, it jumps way up.
Well, whosoever house it that is jumping way up on, I pull in there and I just ask him, excuse me, I was wondering, do you have any grow lights going?
I avoid them people. That's where all the trouble's at, is down that way.
Well, if you found out where it was, you know, you could call whether the FCC or whatever it may be. But then again, one guy, I know, he called FCC, I think, three times that it's still going on. Nothing has been done. And then they got a hold, I think, of the ARRL. You know, then they're sending letters and stuff. And then the people told them, well, I have something ordered, and it's on its way. They said, oh, well, okay then. And basically, I think they dropped it. But he didn't change it. He was still growing.
It's just in how you ask. I find that out in life, man. It's just how you ask for people to help you out.
People are attracted, I think, to somebody that's more, you know, I don't know, kind of mild, cool, just, you know, not being a radical or jumping up and down like a raped ape. I think you'd be attracted more to the other one.
Well, you gotta be firm and aggressive, but there's a fine line of pushing that too far. You gotta be firm and aggressive, but not violent type aggressive, you know?
No, you go off, somebody comes off with the violent, aggressive type thing, I mean, you're just going to get that coming back at you. If you go up to ask somebody something and you're getting in their face, well, that's wrong right there, because it's going to be coming back, and then, of course, it just escalates.
Yep, exactly. And then if you go at them too soft, they go, like, oh, well, we can just walk over this guy. He ain't gonna know, you know, any different. And if you're too nice, you know, they will. They'll walk all over you and take advantage of it.
That's very true.
Oh, you sent them a letter. Okay, that's good. That don't work for me, this letter thing. Because anytime I've seen that happen, it's never, people do that. I'll tell them what they want to hear, and if nobody comes and checks it, then they believe that letter, then, you know, the things haven't changed.
That's true. And this guy, he had a Yaesu 3000 he was running, and he couldn't use it on any of his bands. None of his bands he couldn't use. He's an extra. He couldn't use it. And the house was next door. And like three times called the FCC and then the AWO, and it was just letters. And I think one of them said that we'll be coming out to check or something, and then they wrote back saying, well, we have something ordered, it's on its way. And they said, oh, well, okay then.
Don't get me wrong, I haven't looked away from thinking it's the transformer, but you had transformer problems. Was that noise constant, or did it vary like I'm talking about?
Oh, it wasn't constant, if I remember right. It wasn't, or maybe it was, I don't remember. But I know they came out and it was a transformer, and they said, there you go, you had a leaky transformer. And I thought, cool, and that took care of it.
See, I gotta find that out, because I would think if it was a transformer, it'd just be a constant noise, I'd never get rid of it. And I don't have it now.
So I called. Well, Reg, I'm going to get out of here. My daughter will be up probably in a little bit and get a few things done here. So you have a great day. Take care. Be safe out there. N-A-W-E-G and K-E-U-R-V. You guys have a great day. Take care. Be safe. And I will talk with you tomorrow. N-8-R-H-K-7-3. Good morning.
Okay, Stormy, have a good day. 73NAWEG.
P8URB, did everybody clear out? Okay. I thought everybody was gone, so I cleared out with Wedge. I told him before my daughter will be up probably pretty soon.
Okay, all right. Okay, because I'm headed out myself here. I'm going to go down and take the girls out for breakfast, so catch you later.
Hey, have a good day. Enjoy your breakfast, and I will talk with you later, sir. K-E-U-R-V-73, good morning.
I'll catch you over at Carol's so you can get your radio.
All right, then. Thanks a lot. N-8-R-H-K, I'll be clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K89SXH. A9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC5F, KCBOA. Good evening, Rick. How is your day going?
It is going. Not as productive as I hoped, but other things I wanted to get done. I did other things for other people, but yeah, making headway.
Well, my work day was a pain in the butt. It's not going to get any easier tomorrow. It felt like a Friday today, but I still got one more day to go. Now I've been trying to get out of my road, out of Wolf, or out of Nodular here, out onto 81, and I'm not going to be, I've been sitting here for almost 5 minutes and can't get out onto the highway. It's just a solid stream of cars in both directions as far as the eye can see.
So, what is causing that? Something's going on.
No, it's pretty much like this every night when I get out. All the traffic coming right off the expressway and heading east toward Carroll, and then everybody coming the opposite way, and then cross kitty corner from me, we have another road, and they're always making right-hand turns, so when I get a break on the highway, I got right-hand turners that are closing me off. So, hey, look at this. I finally got a break. So after almost 5 minutes of sitting at the corner, I finally get out on a 81 to head home, and I'm 10 minutes late getting out of work anyhow because I had to try and get to a stopping point in the process where I have a clean place to start in the morning. We're doing cleanup of the website, and I've had to do this before, and this is not an easy thing. So this is a two-week project of make corrections and then wait for the system to update. So tomorrow I'll have to go back through everything I did today to make sure everything corrected properly. And if it didn't, then correct what I didn't. Then I have to wait until Monday to check it again before I can go on to the next section. And yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
Well, I hear you there. Yeah, it's challenging. You get through and you get everything updated, changed around, and all the garbage cleaned out of it, and then they change again.
Oh, yeah, what our cleanup involves, we've got a lot of measurements. A lot of things we have, you know, dimensions in it. And sometimes over the process, I'm putting it in, but I don't always remember whether, you know, something was in inches or in decimal point. And if it's in decimal, did we do two places after the decimal or three? So we have to go back through and clean it up so that everything in there, all the dimensions, use the exact same, you know, process and stuff. It's either all in inches or it's all in decimal and either all in 2 point or 3 point. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And some are intermixed. Some have fractions that don't convert to decimal easily, or more likely we have a decimal number that doesn't convert to a good fraction, an easy fraction. You know, it comes out like the 251, 250th instead of a quarter of an inch. It's, you know, like 251, 250th. Well, what does that mean to a customer? Nothing. So, yeah, some of these companies, like I said, how they do their dimensions aren't easy for the customer to understand, and then we've got to try and clean it up to make it understandable.
Well, wait till the boss comes to you tomorrow and says he wants everything in decimal format, plus he wants it all in metric as well.
Oh, yeah, there's been some of that as well. We try and stay away from the metric, but some of our points, they are metric bolts or nuts or whatever, and they're in millimeters, so those are as they are. But when you do a search on the website or bring up a certain category, they like it all the same, and right now there's a lot of mixed stuff, so it'll take me at least a couple of weeks in order to filter through all the categories, the subcategories, the subcategories to drill down to make sure everything's somewhat cleaned up here the best we can. So they're going to do a recategorization of the website to try and clean it up to make it a little easier for customers. So that's why I'm cleaning up this stuff, so that when they do their stuff, it will look a little better. So, all right, at least the weather was nice today. I wish I would have been able to get out and do something and was home or something, but not yet.
Yeah, I ended up out there for a little while. I got out there and ended up chopping up the neighbor's leaves and sucking them up for them. And she's a single gal, just moved in next door. And she moved into her brother-in-law and sister-in-law's house. Her sister's house, not brother and sister. Brother-in-law and sister's house. So she bought that from them. And she'd never done any yard work or nothing before, so she's got to learn the experience coming. Often, my mind, wonder why she bought that three-bedroom house, you know, for a single girl that's not going to have kids or anything else, you know, she's got her pets, but it's like, why didn't you buy a condo?
Yeah, it's like the young girl that's, she's probably 30-something, that's kitty corner from me. Same thing, it's a three-bedroom house, and she's by herself, so. But she does get out there, she mows her lawn, she shovels her snow, and so she does do the work out there. She was up trying to clean the gutters out a couple of weeks ago, had a ladder up there just kind of reaching in the gutters to try and get some of it out of there, so she at least does the work.
Yeah, it's my sister. My sister wouldn't have it any other way, so, but that's the way she's always been. And she wasn't gun-shy to doing the work to begin with, so this one's got quite a learning curve. Never cut the grass before anything else, so. And I think there's kind of a promise that some nephews were going to cut the grass for her. They were cutting her grass before when she lived in the apartment over on Teresa. She only lived a block away before, and she hadn't been getting any help, so don't know what's going on there. Mom and Dad came over today to help her out, so that was good.
Well, that's good. That's a good neighbor. Yeah, I try and help out what we can with the other neighbors too, but yeah, we got the one neighbor behind that doesn't do anything. They don't mow their lawn, they don't pick up their leaves, they don't shovel the snow. So it's there, and I see them outside the house, you know, a half a dozen times a year during the summer. I'm not even sure exactly who owns or actually lives in the house. There's looks like a mom and a dad, and then there's mom or son, daughter, two kids, whatever, there. I don't know if they actually live there. I think they do. But, yeah, they don't do a thing. The neighbor across the street from on the other side of Mitchell comes over and mows the lawn about once a month and then never cleans up the leaves in the fall or anything. He does his. He's got a big zero turn and comes over and does all of his, but they don't have him come over and clean up. So all of that ends up in my yard. And like I said, during the winter, they just drive over the snow. They don't bother to try and do anything.
Yep. And someone's going to slip and fall. So, yeah, it's interesting to say the least how some of them operate and get by. But all I have to say is I know what I need to do to take care of myself and take care of that. So I'm just get out there and get it done. And got the air conditioner cover on outdoors, and look at the west side of the house. I need to do some caulking.
Yeah. Luckily, right now I got the air conditioner a couple of weeks ago, or last week when we got the patio furniture and that put away. So that's done. Windows at least caulking. I don't have to since all of those got replaced and they caulked everything then. I was up on the roof to check, blow out the leaves. I got to go up again this weekend, but I was up there to blow out the leaves. When I do, I check the caps on the chimney, and there's cracks in them, but I have them caulked, and the caulk was still okay. So I'll final in a couple of weeks when I finish the last blowout, hopefully, of that. I'll give them another inspection, make sure I don't have to do anything there. And then before weather gets too cold, I got to get up and update the firmware in my outdoor Mistastic unit. That's one of the wise blocks, so that's not as easy as the Helltex to do. So I got to get up there on the roof with the computer and do it. I haven't figured out how to do it over the air type of thing. There's directions down there. They just don't make heads or tails, and when I've tried to do it, it didn't seem to work. So it would be nice to just sit in the house over Bluetooth and update the firmware and not have to get up there on the roof, but I'll have to study on that a little bit more here.
Yeah, I think OTA has to go via Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I think it does too, and I don't have the Wi-Fi turned on it, so yeah, I'd have to do some more research here to see, but I just kind of took a look at it and downloaded the software that was supposedly needed and tried what they said to do, and it didn't work, so I ended up the last time they did an update to the Mistastic software on my phone, and then when I tried to run it, it says your firmware is out of date on your units. You need to update that first, so I had to go up and update it, so I know I'm at least 2, 3, 4 revisions behind. They change it enough, it's kind of like WinLink. Every time you log on, there's a new version, so I'll try and at least get it updated before the cold weather comes to get up there.
CCPOA. Yeah, it'd be nice. Maybe you need to get a long USB cable where you can not have to get on the roof.
Yeah, like I said, it's powered off USB, so there's a cord that runs up underneath the overhang and up to the roof to plug into it. So yeah, I still got to go up, open the box, unplug the power cable, and plug in the USB cable, so I still got to go up to do that. Or get the ladder out and try and get up, and it's easier to get up on the roof than it is to try and get the ladder in that position because we got the flower bed and that back there. So it's a good point, bad point. It's there, but it's not easily accessible to at least update, so that's why I have to do some more work on the over-the-air stuff, see how that works. I know I can do that with quite a few other devices. It's just that one, yeah, it's probably got to go Wi-Fi instead of Bluetooth.
Yeah, if you're not using it as a client, you should be able to put it on Wi-Fi. Just leave it on Wi-Fi, Ron. Especially if you're using it for a router or a repeater, you should be able to put it right on Wi-Fi and just leave it there. You won't be able to sit in the house and connect to it from inside the house then. It'll be a little different there unless you're connected through Wi-Fi. But, yeah, I would give that a try.
Yeah, that one I have set. That is my home client. So since I'm normally in there, I had it set as a router, basically, but I took it off in that because it's not, it's not high enough to be a good point of relaying the messages. So it's just set as a router, or as a client, and that's my home client when I'm there. I log into it sitting in the family room and use it from there. So unfortunately, it's not going to work that way, and it doesn't make sense to switch it over to the router since it doesn't have any height to it and really no distance to relay anything other than in the subdivision, but a client will do that as well, so doesn't make a lot of sense. That's why I switched it back. KC at YBF.
Okay, well, there are some Wi-Fi options there, and you would have to connect to it through via Wi-Fi to be able to connect to it, use it as a client as well, if you changed it over to have the OTA.
Yep, I'll have to look at it. Like I said, if I get it updated at least one time fall here, hopefully it'll be good until spring and well enough that it works. And if it doesn't, then it just stays there until I get a chance to update it in the spring or as needed. But it's kind of like what other people do when they have something, you know, like up on Rosine or, you know, the, up on a mountain someplace, up in a tree, you know, how are they going to do it? They're going to climb up the tree with a notebook in order to update the firmware, so they got to have some way of being able to do that somewhat easy remotely.
Yep, yep, and so, like, I have Home Assistant set up here at the house, and I have ESP Home, and so when my ESP needs to be updated, it does it all over the air. But that, again, is all done on Wi-Fi, not on Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's why I have to look at that, like I said, to see what they've got to do and how the Wi-Fi works in place of the Bluetooth. And now that I've got the new router set up or the mesh system set up, hopefully I have enough connection points and able to do it. I did get everything finally up and running. I do have to test some other things here. Mike wanted to know if tonight's a Midland Club. I went with him last month, but he said, do you want to go up tonight? And I said, no, I really don't have the time tonight. I didn't know I was going to get out of work late, and I got stuff I got to get done here tonight. So I said, no, I had to turn him down on that, but I have to sit down, like you said, and look at it. But at least if I can get it on Wi-Fi, yeah, that would work too. I should have at least enough connection. Each one of these mesh routers is supposed to hold approximately 75 Wi-Fi connections, so I got two of them, that's 150. And it's supposed to cover 2,000 square feet per unit, and, you know, so that's up to 4,000 square feet, so it should have enough in order to cover the additional if I went that route. So, all right, Rick, I'm just up here at Weiss Center. I come the back road. I took State Street coming home last night. First time I've come back that way. I've been taking Weiss the last couple of months. And, oh, my goodness, State Street was just idiots out there. 55, 60 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic, tailgating. The light turns red, and I thought the two cars, the one guy stopped at the light, and I thought the two cars behind him were going to push him through the light. They must have been going 50 in the 30 zone, and both of them nosedived to try and stop in time that they didn't rear end him, and he was already stopped at the light, so I don't know where they thought they were going to go. So I've been taking Weiss, and this is a much more leisurely, relaxed pace coming home, so just pulling into the subdivision. So we'll talk to you later. KC and YVF, back over to you.
Ron, yes, I found going down Weiss was a little bit further, but a lot less stressful and much more enjoyable. And you have a wonderful night. KC at VOA.
KC and YVF clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.